Hey friends, trust you're doing well. Graham here, coming to you live-ish from an undisclosed location in Ireland. And trust you're having a great day wherever you're at. Hey, I haven't done a video for a few, just like a couple of weeks now. I've been in Ireland with the team and just busy morning, noon and night. Going for about 18 hours a day for the last 10, 12 days or so. So first time I've got a chance to do that. Hey, I want to share some thoughts with you real quick in a moment on just the idea of living by faith versus living by feelings. But let me give you a few quick updates before that. But we've had a really great trip here in Ireland. We had a team of 15, I think it was, with us. And then some friends here from Ireland staying with us. We saw... It was hard to count, play the numbers game, but I think at least 17 people give their lives to Jesus in the last week, which was really great. And we give God all the glory for that. Some healings, people filled with the Holy Spirit, lifted up and encouraged. And so just many, many great things happened. Thanks for your prayers and your support for that as well. You know, as usual, if you haven't yet signed up for our email newsletter, that's about the best way of keeping in touch with us. Social media, you can never really rely on getting a message out with it. So there'll be a link below me if you're interested in signing up for our email newsletter. And we give everybody a free gift when you do that. Lastly, this coming weekend, I'm going to be back in New England. I'll be speaking in Sturbridge, Mass in the morning, Norwalk, Connecticut in the afternoon. And I'm going to be speaking this coming Sunday on transformation, the power of God's word to completely and utterly transform us. You know, Jesus doesn't come to tweak our life. He doesn't come to kind of give it a makeover. He comes to literally make us anew. That's a good title, actually. God doesn't make us over. He makes us brand new. Jesus, I like to say it this way. Jesus didn't come to turn bad people into good people. He didn't come to turn dysfunctional people into happy people. He came to turn dead people into alive people. And the gospel just has the power of life within it. So I'll be speaking this weekend about how to live a transformed life. Boom. Good. What else can I tell you? Well, let's jump into the word for a few moments. I was reading earlier today about Isaac and Jacob in, where is that? Genesis 27. I won't read the whole chapter, but it's such a great story. And I want to get you thinking for a few moments on this. There's such a simple truth that most Christians I know this truth. And yet most of us, myself included, we go through these layers of thinking we know it. And then when we're actually put to the test on it, realizing, wow, maybe we don't know it that much. And that truth is simply this, that feelings are not real, and that it's easy to believe God when you feel something, or you more or less feel something, but we're all going to be in times where what we feel is in direct denial to the word of God, isn't what God is saying, and we're going to be caught betwixt two. We're going to be in that place where we feel absolutely sick as a dog. I'm not prophesying this over you, but you will probably be attacked by sickness at some stage in your life. And then, it's funny, do you know the Bible never changes? No matter how you felt this morning when you got up, the Bible never changes. I got up to, you know, it's funny, I checked into a little cottage here yesterday, and I slept for about 5 hours in the afternoon. I was just exhausted after this trip. And then I went to bed and slept for 8 hours. And today, you know, I feel good. Nothing wrong with me in that sense, but I know I'm still catching up from just about 10, 12 days of exhausting like life in that way. And I've got to pace myself and realize that, you know, I'm still not feeling 100% today. I was going to go jogging and I thought, nah. So we're all going to go through times when we feel something. I don't know if you've ever gone through jet lag. Every time I fly from America to Europe, you always fly overnight. I'm one of those people who never sleep in the plane. So I always know on day number one in Europe, I'm going to feel like, oh, haven't slept, feel like, oh, and just my body's craving sleep in that way. So we're all going to go through a time where we don't feel things. And I just want to give you a few quick keys that will help you live a life, because if we allow our feelings to dictate how we live in life, we're going to be up one minute and down the next. I remember as a young man listening to Reinhard Bonnke talk about submarine Christians. And he'd say it was wonderful. On Sunday, they'd surface and they'd full of the glory of God. And he'd say during the week, they'd sink to the depths of the ocean and glug, 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 glug. And, you know, up one minute, down the next. And I believe God wants us to live a constant life with him, where we're constantly walking in his presence. We're constantly walking in joy. We're constantly walking in victory. We're constantly walking where he wants to. And we don't allow our feelings to be like the tail that wags the dog of the donkey. This analogy is falling apart really quickly. So, you know, in Genesis 27, there's a story, again, most of you know, you've heard it at children's church, but where Isaac wants to receive, excuse me, Jacob wants to receive blessing from Isaac that he doesn't really, it's not really his, it's really Esau's blessing. And at the beginning of that chapter, it says, when Isaac was old, his eyesight was poor and he could not see clearly. And you know the story, Rebekah, Jacob's mom, puts fur, animal fur, on Jacob's arms and kind of rubs animal smell all over him. Nice. And Jacob comes and in a way cons his father out of the blessing. And if you read that passage carefully, you actually go through, you know, Isaac couldn't see well, he feels the fur, he smells the smell, the animal smell, if you will, in Jacob, he hears the voice, and he, again, he's kind of caught betwixt two, where he's saying, this is Jacob's voice, but yeah, it feels like Esau, and he smells like Esau, and I can't rely on my eyes, and all of us are going to be in those, in that circumstance sometimes. So I want to give you four quick keys that will help you walk by faith and not by feeling. Okay, again, I just really want you to catch this because it's an empowering thought that when you feel something, your feelings can be so right. I don't know if this is a song, but I've had that line in my head, like, how can something that feels so right be wrong? You know, people say that to me as a pastor all the time about sin. You know, this relationship feels so right. And I'm like, but you're married, you know, and it feels so good. And that guy's not a Christian. What are you doing with him? But it feels, your feelings will lie to you. And it's not a lie that you're feeling them. And it's not a lie that they're real to you in the moment. But they are not a great barometer, a great test on what's true. So let me give you four quick keys that will help you walk by faith and not by feeling. Number one, practice. And by that I mean when you're in one of those places where you're not feeling the right thing, that's a good thing. Learn to, you know, here's my point. You can't really practice walking by faith well when you feel really, really great. Think about that. Yeah, the only real time you can grow in that sense of walking by the word and not walking by your feelings is actually when you're in a place where the feelings deny that. So if you got up this morning and you're just feeling attacked by sickness and disease, well, rejoice in a way, literally rejoice, not because you're feeling that, but rejoice. This is an opportunity to grow in God's presence. This is an opportunity to prove the word. This is an opportunity to take ground. And it is, you know, it's just interesting. For the last about two years now, I've been fasting every day. I begin eating around about 1 o'clock, doing intermittent fasting. And, you know, unless I'm incredibly busy, usually by 10:30, 11, 11:30, by 12 noon, I'm really hungry. I'm not feeling it. And everything in me is just like, let's have lunch, let's start eating, let's break this fast, if you will. And it's my point, I've just learned and I've been embracing this discipline of every day being in a place where my body is just screaming at me and saying, like, we've got to eat. It is the most important thing on planet Earth. And it's actually not the most important thing on planet Earth. And practice denying yourself, practice being in that place where you think, I feel this and it's so strong, and yet I choose to believe this. So if you're going through one of those places right now, wonderful. If you're not going through one of those things right now, and even if you are, key number two would be this: decide in advance how you will react when you're feeling certain ways. Yeah, that's worth writing in. Decide prayerfully from the word, decide in advance who you are, how you're going to react. Yeah, don't decide on whether you're going to walk in purity when you're feeling tempted. No, decide when you're in a high place with God, when you're in a good place. Literally look at the word, decide, this is who I am, this is how I'm going to react. And if I wake up tomorrow and I feel God isn't real, well, I know how I'm going to react. If I wake up and I feel tempted, if I wake up and I feel ill, I already have like a profile, an image, a a set of reactions, if you will, in my mind of how I'm going to react. It's interesting. I've just spent a week with a large group, you know, living on top of each other, and all of the wonderful and frustrating and all of those things happen. And you know, I go into those situations, know people are going to step on my toes, they're going to annoy me, they're going to disrespect authority, and they'll justify it by saying, but it felt right, I felt God wanted me to do this. Graham, I know you gave this real, but I felt that maybe that didn't apply to me in the moment. And but my point is, for me, I've already decided I'm gonna love them, I'm gonna speak to them about it at the right point, I'm gonna forgive them. Decide in advance who you are and how you're gonna react to things like that. Good. Key number three, and this is so powerful, is we can learn to steer the ship of our emotions with the rudder of our tongue. Let me say that again. We can learn to steer. We'll learn to steer the ship of our emotions with the rudder of our tongue. And by that, I simply mean this, that you can be getting up. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. If you got up today feeling depressed, don't go around saying, oh, and also don't go, I'm not depressed. Don't deny something, but rather begin saying, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Begin praising, begin putting on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Begin saying, you know, okay, I just feel attacked right now. I feel weak. I feel like I've got the flu, but God is my health, the saving health of the Lord. He took sickness away from the midst of me. The number of my days he will fulfill. And you can, if you'll consistently begin to say what God says, you will begin to feel what God's word says. Again, that's worth writing down. If you'll consistently say what God's word is saying about you, you'll get to the place where you consistently feel what God's word is saying about you. But the feelings are the fruit and not the root. The feelings, you know, we're like a guy standing in front of a wooden stove. I think there's a little stove down here somewhere outside. Let me see that. And it's like we're saying, give me some heat. And when you give me some heat, I'll put some wood in. Give me some heat. I want heat. No, you put the wood in first. And afterwards, the heat is the byproduct of that. And feelings are really great. God wants you to feel him. God wants you to enjoy him. God wants you to explore life with him, with your emotions. God's for your emotions, and he's not against them. But he's against them dominating you. And again, one of the key there, James in James 3 talks about the whole body can be bridled with the tongue. So that key, what is it again? Steer the emotions of your heart with the rudder of your tongue. And lastly, I'll finish with this today, but learn the power of testimony. What happens probably to most of us, but especially to me, is when I'm in that place where I'm not feeling great, maybe I'm feeling attacked with something, it feels like it's eternal. It feels like it will never go away. It feels like I can barely remember what life looked like before this thing. But it's actually very easy to change those things. And if we can actually begin to deal with these things in the correct way, where we go through something, where we're tired, we're being attacked by sickness, we're not feeling great emotionally, we're feeling disappointed, all those things. We do the right thing. We hold on to the word. We speak that word. We're in praise and worship. God breaks through. My point is, learn those stories and then learn the power of testimony, where you can go back and say, I've been in this situation before, I did the right thing, and here's how it flipped really quickly. I remember that time in my life when I did this. I did the right thing, and it got me to that place. And learn the power of testimony that can encourage and enable you to press through those things, and it will actually expedite and speed you along that journey. Boom. Hey guys, drop me a line if I can help or pray for you in some large way. Love you. Hope to see some of you in New England this coming week. Hey, I'd appreciate your prayers as well. I'm going to be looking for some, just prayerfully looking for some property here in Ireland, and I really don't know what that is. Commercial property, residential property. I'd like to do a ministry school and a missions base here on the island of Ireland, and interested for my friends who live here, if that's something you know about, or yeah, just exploring that. I'm inquiring of the Lord regarding that. So signing off. I'll try and do another video tomorrow. And bless you. Walk in the word. Bye for now.